The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Poor my husband over here, DJ Automatic. He was all alone this past weekend. I don't even know if he's recovered after 2 days. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I lived on peanut butter and jelly cookies.
You know what's funny? Last week, we did a whole segment about foods we love, and Anthony here, the single guy, was like PB&J, and Otto said, I can't remember the last time I had a PB&J.
Well,
that's all he ate all weekend.
I had three of them this weekend.
Oh my God.
Why didn't you cook? You didn't cook for our daughter?
Because, first of all, when you cook, you got to do the dishes after.
Oh, that's right.
That's the whole process. And when you're by yourself, like when I reverted back to my single days this past weekend.
You went straight for the simple, huh?
I went straight for, like, it was Subway. I did have a Subway, and then I had peanut butter and jelly for the rest of the
time. Nice, dude. Oh. Did you have to use the microwave at all?
I wasn't really home that much.
Okay, so you didn't get to that level of single
madness.
I didn't get the taquitos yet. Had I been home for an entire week by myself, I would have gone back to the store and got that box of taquitos.
You know what this is? This is a moment for us to thank all the people that do the cooking in the house, that do the washing of the dishes in the house.
Okay.
Thank you to all the wives out there.
Yeah, because
I appreciate you all. I realize what it's like on these streets by yourself again.
Nice, dude.
That's a great one.
As a single
right
homie, dog, you definitely like start to praise to the Lord that is Percy Spencer, who is the man who invented the microwave.
I was like, who's that? Who's this Greek god or something?
Dude, that's one of my saints that I prayed to. I'm like, thank you for this invention and give me the ability to eat.
Why PB&J, though? Why not a ham sandwich? Why not a turkey?
We don't have any meat. I definitely wasn't going to the store.
Peanut butter jelly might be the best sandwich of all time. I'm just gonna say that for sure. It's open 24/7. It's open 24/7. You can eat it any time of the day.
I mean, it's definitely up there. I'll give it a top three.
Mm-hmm. Ham sandwich, meat sandwich, greater than peanut butter and jelly. 877-730-DCS1. I think there's people listening that are gonna go meat all the way.
I don't think anybody cares that much about a sandwich.
You'll be surprised.
Except the single man listening right now. National Day.
It is Cinco de Marcho, which is a celebration of March 5th. And, you know, if you want to crack a green beer open, go ahead and do it. We're 2 weeks away from St. Patrick's Day.
Wait, hold on. So white people took Cinco de Mayo and gave us an extra day to party in March?
Yeah, and then Mexicans are like, let's throw some Cinco de Mayo on it. Let's do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How many dates did you go on with your person that you're with right now before you had sexy time with them? Now, the reason we're asking this question, hold on, Automatic, I know you're ready to jump in here, is because dating expert and psychologist Sarah Jane Ho has given us the right answer. If you do it before, the chances of you becoming a long-term relationship couple are not that good. So, Automatic, how many times did we go out?
100. I don't know. Maybe it was 1,000. It felt like years and years and years.
Which is why your first run was very short.
Ooh.
It was seconds.
Wait.
I'm not kidding. Hold on, I swear.
Wait, back it up. I missed the beginning part of...
There was no time to back it up, Anthony. There was nothing happening there. It was like, whoop!
About the study. So you're saying if one night stand, it cannot lead to a long
relationship. No, it can. Okay, it can, yeah. But your chances are diminished. The psychologist said it's about 16% chance if you do it on the first date. You have less of a chance.
Have you ever ended up dating a girl for a long time after a one-night stand?
Yeah, I have, because I think of post-climax clarity is a thing. And I think after
you get... Of course you do. He's a guy.
After you get... Damn, that joke bombed.
Didn't. Not to the women that are listening. Hell no. Post climax. Yeah, honey, let's do it. And we're going to be together forever. Yet you're single.
I believe that. Coming from the woman married three times.
Exactly. I got three rings. If you can't get one, listen to me.
Here's what I believe. I believe if love at first sight exists, then marriage can spawn from a one-night stand. If the vibe is right and you trust in person's intentions, then go ahead. Don't let it get in the way.
I think it could happen. I don't think it should
hold
you back.
Then why didn't it happen, Automatic, with you?
I don't, because I waited with you. I don't know why it didn't happen, but I'm just saying, like, I agree with Anthony. It could happen.
Yeah. What do you think of a woman that sleeps with you on the first date? You've told me that.
I'm sure there's 1,000 people listening right now that had a one-night stand and they're together and they've been married for years.
I love that you're saying all this, but Automatic, you're agreeing with Anthony. I've heard you say so many bad things about the women that have slept with you on the first date.
I'm saying it can happen for other people. For me personally,
well, then be honest.
Yeah, for me personally, no. Any girl that I slept with on the first date, I usually didn't really talk to him again after.
Why?
Because I already got what I wanted.
Oh, nice.
See, and I get it. It can happen.
He really is an
Because I think what you guys are saying is true. In the end, Anthony, you're right. It can happen and you can do that and you can build from it. But most guys judge you and they shouldn't judge you, but most guys do. Chewy over here, our producer, I have to ask you, you're single. If you're looking for someone, long-term relationship, how many dates do you go on before you're interested in that?
I'm more of a one done and gone kind of guy.
Chewy, you're not helping me here.
I'm afraid of commitment.
When's the last time we were in a relationship, Chewy? How long
God, it's probably been like what, like 5 years now?
Oh, damn.
I don't believe
you. Like last time I was in a serious commitment.
And you live with her, right?
Yes, I live with her.
You like women. Like, I don't feel like you're a one and done guy. Is that real? Is that you just saying that?
No. I mean, I like to think I'm a certified lover boy, but I mean, I don't know though, you know, I like my independence too.
All right. Okay. Look, so here's the magic number. According to dating expert and psychologist Sarah Jane Ho, 5 times is the answer. 5 dates before you do the deed.
I think that's a fair number too.
And then it gives you 56% chance of having a good relationship. So it's not that high, but it's higher than half.
Damn, you know? Dog. And if you climax too early, bro, that's going to go drop down to at least like 30%, bro.
No, it works for automatic.
Oh. It was flattering to her.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A major construction firm is offering women $75,000 to have a baby.
Oh,
it's going to take more than that. I have 3 of those. Trust me, it costs more than that to raise them. But anyway, this is all happening in South Korea. The man who owns the firm is a multi-billionaire. And because of the low birth rate, he believes that it is a national security crisis. We need young people, new births to sustain a country. So if you have 3 children, you get an extra $225,000.
Damn, now you're talking.
Anthony.
Anthony, come
go
on.
Go there. Make some babies.
Is it like a lump sum situation, though? Because it has
lump
to be,
sum.
Right?
Yeah, $75,000 when the baby's born.
Did
you have 2 more kids.
Put a lump sum inside her?
Go do a vitro. Get like 5 of them. That's a real payday.
Let's reverse your vasectomy and get it going here, sir. Let's go.
All right. Well, this guy, I don't know if he'll be making any babies with his wife because he decided that he was going to wear an Apple Vision headset on his wedding day.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a software engineer in California, and his bride thought it was creepy, but she let him do it because she said it was his day, too.
Hold on. I don't even know what you're talking about. He walked down the aisle, or he wore it all day?
He wore it all day.
He wore it all day, the whole time, dog. And I guess, look, if you're going to marry a software engineer, it's going to come with some software engineer thing. So shout out to this bride for allowing her husband to be happy.
No, what is he watching in there? What? That comes later in the marriage.
Imagine being so addicted to the internet that you couldn't even concentrate on your wedding.
But also, though, like, I think he's able to, like, you could, maybe he's designing a new home in there, too. He could be doing a lot of things.
Sure he is.
Maybe he's signing up to make $75,000 babies.
He's probably fantasizing about another woman.
Oh,
hey, dude. No, Mikey.
From the software engineer and $75,000 babies to some unruly baseball fans, the Philadelphia Phillies are canceling $1 hot dog night.
No.
Yes, it's because fans last April got too unruly and started tossing their frankfurts at each other, and it became a war zone of wieners. So now they are scrapping the $1 hot dog and doing a 2-for-1 special. So if you get hit with a hot dog, just know it's a 2-for-1 deal.
So wait a minute. They're throwing wieners at each other?
Yes, dog, buns out and everything, bro. Oh.
Just reminds me of that meme with that girl that gets hit in the face with all the hot dogs at one time.
Those are today's WTF stories. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are 3 questions you should ask your partner if you feel like you guys are in a rut, you're always fighting, and you want to strengthen your relationship. I will tell you what they are last. It's time for In Case You Missed It, DJ Automatic. You go first.
Have you ever wondered why humans don't have a tail?
I actually have.
Okay, so there's new science in the Journal of Nature that claims that they pinpointed a gene mutation that happened 20 million years ago. So when apes diverged from monkeys, our branch of the tree of life actually shed its tail. It helped us stand upright. And be able to walk on 2 feet instead of being down on all 4.
I was going to say, because you see some animals walking upright with tails, and it almost kind of makes them want to topple over. So we're mutants? We're X-Men?
No, we've evolved.
No.
Evolution.
We are the aliens.
No, it's called evolution from when we went from monkey to ape to human.
I wonder if it would have any like emotional attachment to it, because you know how like with the dogs, like you could tell if a dog's happy or sad by the wagging of the tail.
Do you remember?
That'd be cool to know if a person was like happy or sad when it walked up.
Remember the movie Shallow Hell? The guy had a
tail. Had a little baby tail.
I remember the little tail, and it would wag when you get excited.
So these scientists, they even tested their theory on mice, and they removed the gene in the embryos, and guess what? Those mice were born without a tail.
That's what happened to my booty.
All right, in case you missed it, showering for longer than 10 minutes is bad for your skin. All right. Also, dermatologists recommend that you should be showering in lukewarm water, not scorching hot water like
Thank
some
you.
People prefer.
Thank you very much. This is why I don't like to shower with my husband, DJ Automatic. He wants it on hot.
I want
to
burn my scalp.
Oh, no, Automatic, that's not good for you, dude. The dermatologist surveyed by CBS News revealed that is actually causing a reverse effect for your skin, Automatic.
It causes eczema and scaly
eczema.
Skin.
And
old
eczema
skin.
Again?
It's like when you have
I just explained evolution, but I don't know what eczema is.
Dry, extremely dry skin. Ooh. Hot water is really bad. I'm trying to stay young, sir. You're trying to bake me like a little roast in there. I don't want to do that.
On average, I'm in there for about like 8 minutes, I would say, dog. 4 minutes of singing my favorite Kendrick Lamar song and the rest, you know, cleaning up.
Yeah, I'm about a 10-minute guy, yeah.
It depends on what we're doing in there, but usually we're in and out. In and out pretty quick. All right, in case you missed it, if your relationship is on the rocks, you feel like you're arguing a lot, you want to build that back up, you know, that love feeling, you got to ask your partner 3 questions. Number 3, if you could change one thing in our relationship, what would it be? Automatic. One thing you could change, what would it be?
I'm not ready to answer that question right now. Yeah. I feel like this is a setup.
She's providing you with the rope right there, buddy.
Number 2, why do you think I fell in love with you?
I mean, why wouldn't you?
These are all very dumb questions your girlfriend asks to ruin your night.
They're not dumb questions.
These are the beginning of an argument question.
Oh my God.
No, they're not. This is a good way to reestablish why you connected. And the number one question you should ask your partner if you want to bring back that in the relationship is, what is your happiest memory of us?
Oh, there it is.
See, it's taking you down the road of positivity. We get into the rut of the same thing every day. You're nagging each other.
I think we should put this theory to the test. Automatic, you should ask your partner, what's the happiest memory?
What's the happiest moment of our
There's
existence?
So many. There's so many. But
You can name one, can't you?
I can right now. I remember standing up there at that church, and when you read the vows to me on that BlackBerry, I will never forget the way you made me feel. I want to cry right now. I still
have that BlackBerry with all the notes on it, everything in it. Yeah.
Well, how do we get them?
We would have to charge it.
Well, what's your happiest memory of us?
The birth of our child. I think that was a real bonding moment.
Labor is the best part of it? Nasty.
See, why are you doing this? I was talking about the actual moment where we had we just began
a family. That's your answer. Doctor asked me, you want a mirror? I said, hell no, I don't want to see that. No. 877-730-DCS1. What is the best memory you have of you and your partner? Call us up and we'll talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of the biggest hip-hop artists in the world is paying off a fan's mortgage. They just lost their mother and were left with debt. We'll tell you who he is right now. Daily Dirt, Best Gossip, This and More. Anthony A. Celebrity Birthdays.
We have Eva Mendez celebrating her birthday. Madison Beer and Cash Baker celebrating birthday.
So I'm taking a little call poll right now, okay? 877-730-DCS1. Kanye West, I think it was last week, went online and demanded that Kim Kardashian take their children out of this fake school, some celebrity school in Calabasas, and enroll them in his school, Donda. Now, we've all heard about Donda and the weirdness that's going on there. Besides all that, is social media where you go to resolve issues with your ex?
I mean, Kanye's pretty toxic, so yeah, that's where he goes.
So I guess, but you know, does this happen in your relationship or shouldn't you go to court?
At least it happens on my timeline. I see people complaining about their baby mama or baby daddies all the time.
I agree, Anthony. Is that a good idea? 877-730-DCS1.
I don't even open my Facebook anymore because I don't care about you and your kids fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll make it a topic another day. Now I'm going to move on with a really good story. Drake accepted a note on stage from a fan. Here he is reading it, but it's what he does that I think, you know, brought tears to a lot of people's eyes.
He said, I owe my mom's house, rest in peace. Your mom passed away, and you owe, this is the outstanding balance right here. It's a lot of money right here. But you know what? I'm going to pay off your mom's house.
Yeah, so the fan lost his mother, owes all this mortgage, and Drake agrees to pay it off. Last week, I'm mad at him. And now I'm like, this is such a cool thing that he did.
I think he did that because he's so close to his mom.
Oh, yeah, he's been rapping about his mother.
He always talks about he bought her a house. He did the back surgery for her. He takes care of his mom. So I can understand why he did this. Anthony thinks it was fake.
Fake or not, fake it or was not. A beautiful moment.
That, if it is spontaneous and real, that's just an insane emotional decision. Like, to spend that much money on a person you don't even know. Like, my emotional decisions is like, do I want to get guac on my Chipotle burrito or not?
Do I have the extra 75 cents?
Yeah, this dude's picking up $75,000 tabs.
Woo, or more. Who
knows how much it was?
No, he read the amount on stage, $160,000. He said 160 bands.
Dang.
Don't you remember he had that one song? He's like 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands.
That's the Daily Dirt. You want to catch a video, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you were little, did you ever make mud pies?
Oh.
One of the biggest selling cookies in the world is bringing that flavor to us. I'll tell you more in food news or Automatic will. Welcome to Tuesday's Top Hottest Hashtags. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
First hottest hashtag here on the Dana Cortez Show, Dune Part 2. I had no idea how ginormous this movie is. $81.5 million opening weekend. Okay, Timothée Chalamet. Ooh, do your thing.
I heard it's an amazing movie.
We're going to have to go Automatic. You have to take me. Bob Marley, One Love, slid into second place, $7.4 million. And then number three is Ordinary Angels. I don't know what that is. But movies going to the flick, going into the theater is back in a big way. I mean, you can't say anything about it.
My girlfriend got mad at me because I invited him to a concert and interrupted their Dune at night. So,
oh, no, Anthony.
Yeah, tell Mike, I'm sorry. Tell you later.
Why are you calling me right now? I'm watching Dune. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Oreo has two new flavors. One of them's limited edition, and it's called Oreo Dirt Cake. It is a triple layered Oreo cookie that is... Ooh. Fashioned after a dirt cake, so it has like chocolate with like the cake layer in the middle, and then it has gummy toppings.
Now you're doing too much, dude.
This is a little too much influence, actually.
When I made mud pies, there wasn't no gummy nothing you could put on the dirt thing.
I love the little gummy worms.
Come on, Oreo. Stay in your lane, dog. Let's keep it simple.
What's the second flavor?
Tiramisu. And those are thins. Oh, Oreo gross. Thins.
Ugh.
That's for dieting people?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of tiramisu.
They always give us the worst flavors. Like, you want to...
It tastes like bad coffee.
All right. So good to know we're not on the Oreo board team over here.
We just want regular OG Oreos.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, the Oreo dirt cake looks kind of good though.
Dude, the worm thing. I don't want it.
You said gummy worms, it ruins it.
No, just regular
OG or mega stuff.
Ooh, hey now.
There you go. National Day, Anthony.
All right, speaking of OGs, let's go to National Cheese Doodle Day. This is the original hot Cheeto, everybody.
The godfather of the Cheeto.
The godfather, invented in Wisconsin in 1930.
It's the fat Cheeto, right? Mm-hmm. It's the fat cheese.
The one you get at Walmart.
The big old bucket.
Yeah. Man, they can either be round circles or big puffs. Ooh. And then I eat them and eat them and eat them. And at the very end, I treat myself with a second meal of cheese stuff all over my fingers. Mm. I lick every single finger.
Yeah, this is gonna get a little erotic over here, right? But I like to suck on them sometimes, boy.
Until it melts in your mouth, right? Oh, it's so good.
A little dissolve, you know, back your throat.
Ooh. I always wonder what those things are made of.
Ooh.
Air and cheese goodness.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every day you go to work the same way, you wake up at the same time, you do the same job, and you probably get into the same old fights with your partner. I was talking to Automatic and Anthony earlier about some questions you should ask your love to kind of bring that fire back. Because I mean it. You get into that routine, you got kids, or even if you don't, it just becomes monotonous, right? One of the questions was, why did I fall in love with you? Why do you think I fell in love with you? And the whole exercise was about remembering why you got together. Because you forget that. It just becomes, you know.
And that's also a process, too, and not letting the negative thoughts win. Because a lot of times, Anthony, when you go down this thought tunnel, a negative thought wants to pop up right away and take over. But you guys did a very good job this morning of revisiting something that ended in a kind memory.
It did. Automatic asked me, what was your fondest memory? And I told him, you know, when I was walking down the aisle and I stood before him and he read those vows to me, he messed me up. I couldn't even read. I was crying. I couldn't even read my vows. But sometimes when we are going through
the birth of our child, because I didn't have to go through it.
That is not my fondest memory. Exactly. Every woman listening was like,
but it was the minute we started a family.
Yeah, right.
No, you're right. We became.
I mean, there's
a
lot of things that are symbolic about the, the birthing process.
I'm just glad I didn't have to go through it.
I wish you would have. But I started thinking about some of the things that I gift you when you are in a bad mood and we're going through our arguments, and it really is just shutting up.
Oh,
and I know that sounds wild.
And that's super hard for Dana.
It is so hard.
I mean, anybody who knows Dana, come on.
But sometimes when we're fighting, I know that you just need to get it out, whatever you got to do. And if I start barking back, it's just going to make the argument that much bigger.
I don't really remember a time this happening when you just let it go, but you know, whatever, maybe it happened and I didn't notice, but.
It happened the other morning.
Okay.
But I didn't say anything, and that's why you didn't notice. How do you and your partner get through the lows? The highs are great, but them lows, they come along with a package. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.